Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Microeconomics Made Simple. Basic Microeconomic Principles, explained in 100 pages or less, is a short, accessible nonfiction guide to core microeconomic ideas. Written by Austin Fracht and Mike Piper, it aims to explain fundamental concepts without the density of a full textbook, making it especially useful for readers who want a fast but coherent introduction to how individual choices and market forces work. The book belongs to the popular economics explainer genre, but it is unusually compact and deliberately selective, focusing on the most important principles rather than comprehensive theory. Its subject includes utility, opportunity cost, supply and demand, market equilibrium, competition, and the limits of economic modeling. The writing style is designed for readers with limited time or patience for technical exposition, and it uses familiar examples to make abstract ideas more concrete. In that sense, the book functions both as a primer for beginners and as a refresher for people who once studied economics and want a concise review of the essentials. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book turns utility and scarcity into a practical starting point. The book opens by grounding microeconomics in the idea that people have limited resources and must make choices. That framework matters because it turns economics from an abstract system into a way of thinking about everyday decisions. Utility is presented as the benefit people seek from choices, while opportunity cost explains what must be given up when one option is chosen over another. This is a useful pairing because it clarifies that microeconomics is not only about prices and markets, but about trade-offs at the level of individual behavior. The book also touches on diminishing marginal utility, which helps readers understand why the value of an additional unit of a good often declines as consumption increases. By starting here, the authors build a foundation for later topics. Demand, consumer choice, and market behavior all depend on the logic of scarcity and trade-offs. The result is a compact introduction that connects personal decision-making to broader economic reasoning without requiring technical background. Secondly, why supply, demand, and market equilibrium are the book's central organizing tools. A major strength of the book is its clear focus on supply and demand as the basic mechanism through which markets are explained. Rather than treating economics as a collection of unrelated concepts, the authors show how these forces interact to determine prices and quantities. Market equilibrium is presented as the point where buyers and sellers are aligned, which gives readers a simple but powerful model for understanding how markets stabilize. The book also explains how shifts in supply or demand change outcomes, helping readers see why events such as changing costs, consumer preferences, or broader economic conditions affect prices. This approach is valuable because it gives readers a framework they can apply across many markets, not just a single example. The explanation is intentionally accessible, but it still preserves the core logic of microeconomics: prices, coordinate behavior, and changes in incentives move the market toward a new balance. By centering equilibrium and shifts, the book teaches a versatile analytical model rather than a list of isolated facts. Thirdly, using beer and other everyday examples to make elasticity and consumer response understandable, the book is notable for its use of familiar examples, especially beer, to make economic behavior easier to grasp. This is not just a stylistic choice, it serves a conceptual purpose by choosing a common good. The authors can illustrate how consumers respond to price changes, how demand can be more or less sensitive, and why some products remain stable in consumption even when economic conditions change. That makes the discussion of elasticity much more concrete. Readers can see that not all goods behave the same way in markets, and that a product may be relatively inelastic if demand does not change dramatically when prices or income shift. The beer example also helps connect consumer behavior with producer decisions, since firms must decide how much to supply and at what price. This practical framing keeps the material grounded in recognizable experience instead of relying on abstract graphs alone. The book's example-driven approach is one reason it works well as a short introduction. It compresses complex ideas into a form that is easier to remember and reuse in later. Learning. Fourthly, a concise map of competition and market structure rather than a full textbook treatment, although brief. The book still gives readers a useful overview of competition and the major market structures studied in microeconomics. It covers how firms behave in settings ranging from perfect competition to monopoly, oligopoly, and monopolistic competition. The value of this coverage is that it helps readers see that markets are not all organized the same way, and that pricing power, entry barriers, and strategic behavior vary depending on structure. Instead of going deep into formal models, the book provides a high-level map of how competition changes the incentives facing businesses. That is especially helpful for readers who want the vocabulary and basic distinctions before moving on to more advanced study. The explanation also reinforces a central theme of microeconomics: individual firm behavior cannot be understood in isolation from the market setting in which the firm operates. Because the book is short, it does not aim to be exhaustive, but it does give a coherent overview of the main forms of market organization and why they matter for prices, output, and consumer choice. Lastly, the book's value as a refresher and its limits as a substitute for a full economics course. One of the clearest themes in the book is that it is designed to be brief, selective, and readable rather than comprehensive. That gives it a distinctive role in the economics genre. It works well for readers who want a quick introduction, a review of the basics, or a compact explanation they can revisit without committing to a full textbook. The book also acknowledges the limits of economic models, which is important because it prevents readers from treating simplified frameworks as complete descriptions of reality. This balance between clarity and modesty is part of what makes the book effective. It does not promise mastery, but it does provide a coherent structure for understanding how microeconomic reasoning works. For students, it can serve as a first pass before deeper study. For professionals or general readers, it can function as a clean refresher that restores the basic logic of trade-offs, incentives, and market adjustment. Its main limitation is also its main strength: brevity forces selectivity. But that selectivity makes the book approachable and memorable. In conclusion, Microeconomics Made Simple is best suited for readers who want a compact, readable introduction to how microeconomics explains everyday decision-making and market behavior. Students encountering the subject for the first time will find it useful as a low-friction entry point, while readers who studied economics years ago may appreciate it as a concise refresher. Its practical benefit is that it gives a clear framework for thinking about utility, opportunity cost, demand, supply, elasticity, and competition without requiring a long textbook commitment. The intellectual benefit is equally important. It teaches readers how economists connect individual choices to broader market outcomes. What makes the book stand out in its category is its deliberate brevity paired with disciplined coverage. Rather than trying to be encyclopedic, it selects the foundational ideas that matter most and presents them in a form that is easy to absorb. The use of familiar examples, especially beer, also helps anchor abstract concepts in concrete experience. For anyone looking for a fast but serious introduction to core microeconomic thinking, this book offers a clear and efficient path. If you would like to support Austin Frack PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.